Across America, two-thirds of the population drinks water treated with fluoride. Oregon's fluoridation rate is about 23%, 48th out of the 50 states. Portland is now the largest city in the country without fluoridated water, but a coalition of supporters is lobbying to change that. KLCC's Tiffany Eckert takes a look at this controversial subject.
Since the early 80s, the little town of Philomath has added fluoride to their water. Last year, the city council made the wholesale decision to stop. They cited health concerns and liability.
There's always a tension between individual rights, personal freedom, and public health issues.
That's Dr. David Grube. In March, he and his medical partner led a petition drive for a special election to get fluoride back in the city water. It worked, and water fluoridation resumed in Philomath.
I believe in prevention, and dental care is more prevention there than almost any other area of medicine, really. Once you got a bad tooth, you never get it back.
Water fluoridation started in the U.S. in the 1940s to fight tooth decay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention counts adding fluoride to public drinking water as one of the top 10 public health achievements of the 20th century. The federal recommended level of fluoridation is 0.7 milligrams per liter of water. Grube says water fluoridation may benefit the entire population, but it's really about the kids. Jenny Ford and her family live in Eugene, another Oregon city that doesn't fluoridate water. She wishes they would.
I am a proponent of it. My family moved to Eugene from McMinnville about 4 years ago, and in McMinnville, the water was fluoridated. I was surprised when we moved to Eugene to find out that the water here is not. And so by the time we got to the dentist, they already had tooth decay from not having fluoridated water.
Ford flashes her own pearly whites as she recalls a trip she took to the dentist.
Having the hygienist remark that my teeth were so nice. And she asked me where I grew up, and I told her that I'd grown up in California. And she said, oh, you have California teeth.
Ford says after enough bad news from her kid's dentist, she made a decision.
I finally got to the point of ordering fluoridated water to be delivered to our house.
According to the American Dental Association, the cost of fluoridation in larger cities is around 50 cents per person per year. In smaller communities, the annual amount goes up to about $3 for each resident. Molly Morris makes it her business to know about water. She owns McKinsey Mist. Her family bottles water from a 280-foot artesian well up the McKinsey River Valley. Morris's opinion on fluoridation is clear.
No medicines belong in the municipal water supply. We drink water for its purity, not to get additives.
Morris isn't alone in her distrust of water fluoridation. Eugene residents have rejected the process every time it comes to a vote. Morris says there are better ways to get the stuff.
You know, fluoride is a naturally occurring substance. It's available in certain foods. That's the type of fluoride you want, not the type that is a byproduct of industrial manufacturing.
Most fluoride additives in the U.S. are produced from phosphorite rock, which is used in the manufacture of fertilizer. Critics hold that the fluoride in toothpaste, rinses, and water fluoridation is a byproduct of steel, aluminum, and nuclear industries. Amid the controversy over fluoride, where it comes from, and who should get it, the Oregon Dental Association continues to advocate for water fluoridation. According to a study by the Centers for Disease Control, more than 35% of Oregon third graders have untreated tooth decay. Molly Morris says instead of using fluoride, she takes a different tact with her family.
Have my children floss their teeth every day. You can not brush your teeth, but floss your teeth and be farther ahead in dental hygiene than having used toothpaste.
Portland residents have voted against fluoridation time after time, but a coalition called Everyone Deserves Healthy Teeth has been quietly lobbying the Portland City Council to pass an ordinance. Meanwhile, back in Philomath, Dr. David Grube wonders if Portland and the 900,000 residents who drink the water there will follow his small town's lead.
Maybe they'll be as smart as we are.
And so, the debate continues. I'm Tiffany Eckert.